Hey, is Harry in by chance?
This is he, yes.
Hey Harry, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. This is Tyler of where?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We actually extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was actually based off some good borrowing history you had with Wells Fargo a few years back. Looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, and it looks like we got you pre-approved for right around $250K. Just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see if there was maybe any plans for growth here in the near future we could probably help you out with.
Currently, we're holding tight. We're not in any need right now. Maybe check back in the next quarter.
Yeah, how's business been for you guys this year?
You know, some ups and downs. The summer was a little slow, but it's starting to pick back up again.
Yeah, I would assume school getting back into session there, you guys probably will start kicking back up.
Yeah.
I got you.
Typical cycles.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand it there. We've been working with actually a lot of companies there in your guys' industry, and some of them are doing good. Some of them are like on hold there with election year, then they're not sure what they want to do, so it's been kind of interesting to hear all these game plans you guys are having.
Yeah, that's kind of outguess it.
I gotcha. Have you guys picked up any of the newer equipment there for the industry there with the milling and all of that? Have you guys put that in operation?
Yeah, 2 years back. Yeah.
How's it been working out for you?
Very nice.
Good. I heard they're a lot more efficient there than the later models that had come out.
Exactly.
Working out perfect. Did you guys have to bring on any new employees there for that, for all the training, or was it pretty straightforward?
Well, we had planned for it, so it was a pretty easy transition.
I got you.
Didn't make too many changes.
I see. Do you guys look to maybe take advantage there of like Section 179 there for tax purposes?
Currently, you know, we probably aren't going to do anything more this year with that unless we borrow more, but right now we're holding steady.
I gotcha. Were there any plans there you maybe had in the works for next quarter, or what was the situation?
Just trying to see what the how the business goes. We got some. So we're kind of stuffing the pipe a little bit here lately, seeing if we get any reactions.
I see.
It's kind of unknown.
I got you. Have you guys started like marketing, or was it new customer base? What was you guys were doing?
We just did some mail outs and had a marketing firm help with that. So it's a little trial and error thing to see what kind of reaction we get.
Seen any success with it so far, or is it still kind of in the works?
Yeah, just now it's being implemented, so you know, it's yet to be seen if what we'll get. It may be a few months before we really know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's very true. Are you guys marketing there on a local basis, or are you guys trying to branch out?
It's pretty local, but I mean, that's within a state distance away, but pretty much local.
I got you. Is that pretty much the basis there of your customers? It's pretty local.
Yes, it is. We're a smaller firm, so it's we don't want to kind of outgrow our capacity.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys able to produce it all in house, or do you guys have to outsource any of that?
Some outsourcing. You know, I think everybody has to these days, but a lot of it we do our own milling and scanning, and we try to keep most of it in-house.
Okay. Definitely try to go for the quality aspect there with being the smaller firm there.
Exactly.
I gotcha. Well, you know, it's definitely something we might be able to help you out with down the road. As long as you guys maintain that lending history there, you guys, the offer will still stand. So if there was some equipment you were maybe looking to take advantage of, you know, down the road, or if you needed some capital for some projects or inventory there for the business, it's definitely something we could get the ball rolling for you when the time does come. Was there maybe a good email there for you, Harry? I could just shoot you my information for if anything does come up before then.
Yeah, sure. It's hbruno.
hbruno.
At
bellsouth.net. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now. It's just going to summarize the offer we had extended, and then it'll have my direct contact information. And like I said, if anything does come up, we are able to move a lot faster than what you're probably used to with a nationwide bank. We can get you approved in right around 24 hours and funded in 48. So if you do find a piece of equipment, small window to take advantage of it, that's definitely something we could help you out with. Same on the capital side. So definitely keep us in mind. Otherwise, I'll maybe try and touch base with you here early next quarter and just kind of see where the business is at.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Harry, we'll be in touch. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.